Start. As you see, there is no spot for the offertory, so if you do have a want to make a monetary donation today, the ushers will be in the back and they'll take your offering. Also, there's an insert in your bulletin that has four hymns on it. During the seventh song, The Joy of Christmas, we'll be singing those together, and so keep that handy. You'll know that song is coming up. For unto us a child is born. You'll recognize that before we sing. So we'll begin the Christmas Seekers.
Seek and you will find. It is one of the best known and oft quoted scripture passages. In a broad sense, all Christians are seekers, seekers of Christ in all parts of our lives, much as those centuries ago were seeking a Messiah to lead the faithful out of the darkness and into a promised land. And it is from this interesting premise that the familiar Christmas story is brought to life in text and music for us today, much as it was for Mary and Joseph, the shepherds and the angels years ago. Using some familiar carols as well as John Purfoy's well-known melodic gifts, Christmas Seekers will not only enhance your celebration of Christmas, but engender the spirit of seeking Christ in all we are and in all we do.
Given you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who seeks will find.
Throughout the ages, God has sent prophets, angels, and then finally his Son to earth to confirm that he was, is, and will always be ready to receive us and bestow upon us his gifts of forgiveness, redemption, truth, wisdom, and peace.
On Christmas, The night of the birth of God's Son, all people were called to seek the child, and through him to seek the path to love and eternal life. Now we gather together to celebrate his birth and to rededicate ourselves by being Christmas seekers, seekers of Christ in all parts of our lives. Seek, and you will find.
Imagine what life must have been like more than 20 centuries ago. Most people had few freedoms and little hope for better times. God had sent word through his prophets that those who despaired could expect the arrival of a Savior. This Savior would lead the faithful out of darkness and on to a promised land where love and forgiveness would flourish. Those who were seeking God's presence on earth waited and watched for the Savior to make his presence known. Year after year, they sought signs of the arrival of the Messiah. Where is he? They asked. Where is the Savior?
Sense, Mary and Joseph are here with us today, sitting here and there and over there. They are here because in so many ways they are like us. Mary and Joseph could have been just the nice family down the block, doing what was necessary and expected to begin life together, obeying the laws of their time, and hoping that God was listening to their prayers.
How did it happen that God chose them to be the instruments to present the greatest gift ever given to humankind? We will never know the answer to that question, of course, but what is important to understand is that they accepted the presence and will of God in their personal lives. Did they react with bewildered wonderment? Probably. Did they have questions and doubts? Surely they did. Did they accept God's will with determination and strength? Their actions prove that they did. Mary and Joseph are here with us today because they were seekers of faith and strength, and in seeking God, they made him a part of their lives in a personal way.
A child will come to fear not what lies ahead, for Mary is God's chosen one. Just as angels did foretell, this child shall be
Christ child was born on a cold, starry night. No matter how many times we hear the story of the angels appearing before the innocent and frightened shepherds, we look forward to the retelling of the events of the moment. The unsuspecting shepherds were charged to be the first seekers of Christ. Be not afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy, which will come to all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.
We all have voices inside us which whisper in our more quiet moments, come, seek the Lord. Voices which sometimes get lost in the noise of life around us. It was quiet in the hills above Bethlehem that long ago night, and we can picture the shepherds sitting near their small fire, lost in their own thoughts or sleeping, unaware that this was not just any night. This was the night of nights on earth. The sounds and voices that the shepherds heard then were not quiet or whispered. They were gloriously tumultuous, rending the sky with light and sound. And then there was a multitude of angels singing, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace among all with whom he is pleased. And the shepherds went with haste to seek the child, the newborn king in Bethlehem.
Shepherds, arise! Arise!
And so, as the wonderful story told down through the ages tells us, the shepherds began to look for the child whose birth had been heralded by the angels. Down from the dark hills they came, cautiously yet hopefully, then perhaps joyously and happily, looking here and there, seeking the stable in which the Christ child had been born. We can readily picture the timid yet excited shepherds knocking softly on the doorway that night, seeking entrance, seeking a glimpse of the Christ child, seeking the promised Savior.
Two are timid shepherds. We've been told that all we have to do is ask, knock, and seek. But we're not quite sure how or where to find Christ in our everyday lives. So sometimes we hesitate. Today we come to be reminded that just as the shepherds went looking for the babe in the manger, knowing not where to look or what they'd find, so we are seekers of Christ this Christmas. We've heard the good news, but we have to follow our own star, our own unique path to find him.
I am the seeker, I am the child, and sometimes when I've lost my way, your voice of the kind says, seek me, shall find, and your light to the darkness today.
Prophet Isaiah said, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of deep darkness, on them has light shined."
To us a child is born, and to us a son is given. And the government will be on his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and righteousness from this time forth and evermore.
For unto us a child is born.
Years ago, on that night in Bethlehem, a small baby boy was born to parents who, if it happened today, might be sitting here with us. Changed the world forever. Christmas is a time to come together and celebrate, singing carols of praise and rejoicing in God's greatest gift to us.
The gift that God so loved the world that he gave his only Son to bring us truth and grace. The gift for us to know him in our daily lives. Let us continue our search for him now and always, celebrating the joy of Christmas, the joy of a Savior, the joy of Christ in our lives every day.
Giving heed to what we say, Jesus.
And so blessed be everyone who is a seeker of truth, of love, of the word, the way, and the light. Jesus came to bring us the message of love and peace, and he now challenges us to be a seeker of this message in every hour of every day, in small acts of kindness and in decisions we make. Jesus still speaks the same words to us as he did to his disciples. Follow me. Seek me.
For those who seek will find, and those who knock, it will be opened to them. Begin now to be a seeker, and Christ will reveal himself to us, so that we, like the shepherds, may rejoice and hear the angels sing, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to all.
Did he say I get to preach now?
Benediction.
He's very clear. My friends, let us rise. And then let us pray. Heavenly Father, you who are creator, redeemer, and sustainer, allow us to be true seekers of you. We're so grateful for the voices, for the music, for the joy that these folks have brought into our lives, because that is a pale reflection of the joy and wonder and glory that you have brought into our lives. And so for all of that, we are truly thankful. Lord, humble us, soften our hearts, allow us to praise you, to worship you, to seek you in every hour of every day. We ask your blessing, dear God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and all of God's people say, Amen. Amen. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.